Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg on a Monday. Oh, look what I have here. I got a pair of Summer Jam tickets. Yes, early in the morning, we got Summer Jam tickets. If you guys want to see A Boogie Meet Mel Migos, so many others. First of all, you can buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. But right now, if you guys play a game of Laura Never Loses with me versus Ebro, you can win. So get to the phones right now. We need a male and a female contestant. 800-223-9797. Oh, that's so exciting. Here's Skate.
I want to get to know you is old school code for I want to have sex.
What?
There's a lot of old school code language that you didn't know as a child. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want your love all over me.
Right.
Or deep inside your love. Love is code word for vagina.
It was very nice with it.
Yeah, nah, that's how they coded it. You know what I'm saying? For the children and the old folks. And also for some people who just don't like vulgarity. You know, because there's some people who are turned off by vulgarity. And I think a lot of you young heads don't realize that. You know what I'm saying? So instead of using terms that were considered vulgar, they would use terms like love, which was code for vagina. Or like the song Juicy Fruit. You think they're really talking about gum? No. They talking about that peach. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
That juicy fruit that I want you to go down and put your mouth on.
Take a bite of.
Let me put this juicy fruit in your mouth.
All right, that's enough.
Is that too vulgar?
I mean, it's 6 a.m.
I'm saying some people like it in the morning, Laura. Some people like it in the morning.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? I just wanted to, you know, because they taking it, you know, like 24 Karat album from Bruno Mars was like a New Jack Swing album. It was like late 80s album. Mid to late 80s album. Right. The Silk Sonic album is a late 70s. You know what I'm saying? Mid to late 70s album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it definitely catches an era vibe. The modulation.
And
the music switches.
Yeah, for sure. But it all started with I Wanna Get to Know Ya, which is code for trying to have sex.
He didn't just want to know her like...
He wanted to know her in the biblical sense.
Her favorite color, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Zine.
He didn't want to just know what your birthday was. He wanted you in your birthday suit. You feel me?
Talk that talk.
Good morning, everybody. Laura, how was your weekend? I seen you partying rooftop with the fam bam.
Yeah, well, partying, it's a lot. It was just a very few of us who my friend had a little rooftop barbecue, so we all got together yesterday. It was nice. It was chill, you know what I mean?
I liked it. It looked chill.
Grilled a little shrimp, a little chicken.
Yo, while my lady was dumb stressed that your man was in a photo throwing young baby light in the air. My lady was like, why is he throwing her so high?
Because he does that with her.
And
he gives me a heart attack. But
yo, and then
she loves it.
Loves it. And then my lady zoomed in on young baby light's face. And was like, look, she even looks stressed. I was like, actually, no, that's her laughing.
Yeah, no. She like screams laughing. It's like, you know, she loves playing rough. Like
a roller coaster.
Yes.
Yo, fam. It's crazy.
Gosh.
Yo, my daughter turning 7 this weekend. We in the pool. She wants to play so rough, like getting dunked under the water and like
no
hitting and chopping. And then we'll be in the pool, like Dad, like playing, like Dad, stop. I'll be like, yo, chill. You making it sound like all I did was grab your elbow.
What?
You tried to drown me. You can't say that.
You tried to drown me.
You're like, you can't just yell that. Like,
you can't just yell, I tried to drown you thinking it's funny. That's not funny.
This strange man is trying to hurt me.
Right, you're like, wait, I'm your father.
Yo, Rosenberg, how was your how was your weekend?
My weekend was chill. Did some work on Friday. Saturday, Don LaGreca, my co-host, had a charity softball game.
I seen you. Did anything come loose? Did you blow out your ankle, listen, your neck, your shoulder, elbow, pinky?
I don't move that way anymore.
Are you outside?
I don't. No. I mean, I don't even run faster than a jog in a charity game.
Got it.
I don't take that risk. And then I went and hung with my lady's family out in Long Beach.
Nice.
Chilling. Yo, man, the amount of when these people barbecue, the amount of food.
These people, that's how you talking about your lady's family, these people.
When these, yo, man, the amount of food is so crazy. It's insane.
How many people are there?
Like six.
And when they cook it
eight,
for 60?
No, eight.
Eight, I and they cook God, it for 80?
It feels like it's 8 for 80. It's so many different meats and
people
and
like leftovers,
things.
Man.
Whew. So
people
I had
like leftovers.
Though. Very that's chill, lovely weekend.
Yo, anybody watching the Olympics? I'm trying to catch up with the Olympics, but I'm so old I couldn't figure out where they were putting the highlights for like. So then I finally got off my arse and went and turned on the television because I didn't want to turn on the television. I just wanted to go on Twitter and look at some highlights. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to make it a full production, but anyway. I was watching yesterday. Is anybody watching? Anybody watching?
No.
Nobody cares. Yo, man, they'll really make you cry, man. There was a young lady who is now won a silver medal. She's been trying to be on the USA gymnastics team. She did not make the team, but stayed in Tokyo to support the team. Just like on some, I'm an extra. I'm just here. But when Simone stepped aside, it gave a bunch of young ladies a shot. And this one young lady, I forget her name, Michaela something. Skinner, maybe is her last name.
Okay.
Won the silver medal last night.
Amazing.
Yo, but it wasn't going to make the Olympics.
Wow.
Wasn't going to make it. I watched the men's 100-yard dash. It was tight. The men's 100-yard dash, when they get to the finals, USA got a chance. You know, the USA hasn't won a gold medal in men's 100 in 17 years.
I did not know that.
Has not won a gold.
Well, it's been Usain Bolt for the last three Olympics.
That's right. You got it.
So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, not that we're going to win now. Nigeria showed up and qualified. I seen South Africa in there. Britain's in there. Yo, this dude from China was smoking. Chinese dude got out there smoking in one of the heats last night. What else was amazing? Oh, did you guys see the Puerto Rican woman in the hurdles?
Yeah.
Break the Olympic record.
Yeah, man.
Afro-Latina from Puerto Rico, Black Woman.
So dope. So dope. I like watching the videos of families who are watching at home and their reactions.
Right, that's the best.
Oh.
That's the best. Because you realize how much those families, so you know how much your family got to support you to get through the Olympics?
I know. That's a lot.
Like the balance of the workouts and working, you know what I'm saying? Or even having a job that allows you to work out enough to get to the Olympics.
Yeah. All these athletes have stories, man. Stories. Wait, producer Groove just texted me. He said Simone Biles just announced that she will compete in the beam.
Oh, she's coming back.
She's competing in the beam, balance beam.
Just the beam. She pulled out of the uneven bars and the vault.
And the floor. She pulled out of the floor.
And the floor. And the floor. So she's just going to do the beam.
Wow. Dope. Good to see.
Yo, the internet was mad at me. I made a Sha'Carri Richardson joke over the weekend.
Oh, gosh.
They were mad at that joke?
Yeah, they were mad. Well, you had Jamaican people was mad at me because they said I made it sound like all Jamaicans smoke weed. And Jamaica's only about weed. But anyway, the woman that won the 100 for the women, I mean, first, understand, Jamaica swept. Shout to Jamaica.
Yeah, they won everything.
Gold, silver, everything. And bronze in the 100.
Wow,
they swept.
That's a lot.
The woman who won ran a 10-6-1. Sha'Carri's personal best, according to the internet, is 10-7-2. Some people said she ran a 10-6-4 in the trial. Some people said she, would have rose to the occasion. But I made the joke that she would have got smoked. Get it? Because she...
Yeah.
Smoked
yeah.
weed. Because she smoked weed. Funny, that joke's about... Yeah, I get it.
You get it? But anyway, a lot of people thought it was funny. But some people was mad. But there's probably also some upside for Sha'Carri here. Which I don't think a lot of people may have... Which is, she has extra time. You know what I mean? She's got another 4 years to come back, get her times up, and really do it. And come through smoking. No? Nobody's into
it? Oh, Lord.
We gotta,
She has a chance to roll up and really start smoking.
To roll up and start smoking.
Yeah.
Yo, I bet you didn't know though, man. I'm looking at your comments right now. I bet you never guessed how many track and field experts followed you. Like, I didn't know you wrote for like a track and field blog.
Yeah.
The people you reach, they know.
Yo, it's crazy. No, it was a good time though. People got mad. People got mad, but I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn at all.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
On the line right now, Shenanigan Time, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Who's on the phone? We got Wayne and Erica. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, where you headed this morning? What you doing?
I just got back home from the gym.
Nice.
Are you like a gym rat or are you just getting your boogie back?
Well, I'm just, but I definitely be at the gym by 5 a.m. every day. So,
yo, wow. Salute to you. I can't even get to a job they pay me for at 5 a.m. And you're at the gym?
Yeah, that's different impressive. Level. That's impressive.
Different level. You should be in the Olympics.
I wish.
You're committed. Wayne, good morning.
Morning. What's going on, guys?
Wayne, I bet you ain't at the gym at 5 a.m.
Nah, man. I'm actually at work right now. I need to go to the gym. Just like, you know, need to get right.
It's getting you, that waistline ain't looking so right, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm blaming on a corona.
You got a corona and coronavirus. You got a six pack of corona.
I'm gonna get right.
That's what they all say. I've been saying that for about 46 years. Erica, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
I'll represent Laura.
You know we playing for the big show.
All right. I have Summer Jam tickets this morning.
Summer Jam tickets. You're going to be in the building with us. It's going down. Migos, Meek Mill, DaBaby. Who else is in there? Megan Shaweetie. Wright and friends. Shaweetie. Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel. Rosenberg Real Late Live. Conway the Machine. Griselda. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play. Laura Never Loses.
Right here we go. Okay, which group made up of Bruno Mars?
Laura. Silk Sonic.
Skate
to me, baby.
In comics, Bruce Banner turns into Ebro.
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk is correct. Barack Obama will be joining
Ebro. Basketball Africa as an owner.
It's a lot of answers. Africa is correct.
Well, that's the name of it, basketball.
All right. Greg LeMond.
Ebro. He's a cyclist.
Correct, but incorrect. I'll finish the question. Greg LeMond was the first American to win what cycling event?
The Tour de France?
Tour de France. That's correct. who had to address allegations at Ebro?
Let's go. Allegations.
Three,
who's addressing allegations? T.I.
Possibly, but incorrect. Who had to address allegations that she killed a fan when she stage dove?
That was Lizzo.
She really addressed that?
Yeah.
Laura wins.
Yo, she took time out of her day to address that?
Yes.
That is crazy town. She must have just wanted to say something.
Like, I didn't kill nobody.
Erica, you going to Summer Jam?
Thank you.
Are you going to wear, Erica, you going to wear one of them workout outfits? You know girls just run around in their workout clothes these days. You going to put on regular clothes?
I've got regular clothes.
Okay. Yo, am I lying though, Laura? Girls just walk around in just workout clothes now. It's like a fashion.
Well, because workout clothes sometimes are designed really nicely.
Fire. You know, listen, I encourage that. I am not hating. I don't want nobody hearing my voice right now to think I am upset about you rocking around, walking around in leggings and a sports bra. Continue to do so. And some of y'all, it pulls your body together, makes you look like you got more you working with than you actually working with. And I'm here for it. Yo, Erica, Summer Jam, we'll see you in the building.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate
it. Thanks, Erica.
We appreciate you too, Wayne. We love you too, bro. Sorry about that on the way. Flashing lights, Laura Stagg.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, we'll talk about Biz Markie's Celebration of Life. It's happening, and I'll give you details coming up next.
97 minutes commercial free. Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Coming up on the show, or not, but it might be fun. What did your child steal from you? Young Baby Light, Laura's daughter, stole Halloween from Laura. Every year, Laura looked forward to putting Dia de los Muertes on her face. Every year, I mean.
I love Halloween.
Just the most detailed Dia de los Muertos makeup on face that you could have. And now her daughter's birthday falls on Halloween.
I know.
So it's all about the baby now. Yeah. Now the question is, Laura, on the first birthday, are you going to still try to weave in your own?
Listen to me. I'm trying. My man is like, so what are we going to do? And I'm like, I have an idea. And he's like, listen.
I have an idea.
My baby a little skeleton baby every year.
Ooh, that's fun.
It's fun, right?
Skeleton mom and baby?
Yes. We're going to celebrate. Well, we celebrate in life, not the Day of the Dead.
It's Halloween, man. It's fun.
So you're going to still do that same damn costume?
Listen, I'm trying. Think about it as Coco, okay?
Love Coco.
It's a
Coco's a great movie.
One of my favorites.
Party.
Great movie.
We'll see.
Let's go Flashing Lights. Laura Staff.
Laura Staff's got the 411 on the Flashing Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. And Laura Staff's going to put us on.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
So rest in peace to the great Bismarck. He's getting a beautiful send-off from friends and family. His celebration of life is going to happen today, Monday, in New York City, right here.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver a eulogy, and Fat Joe, LL Cool J, Big Daddy Kane, Al B. Sure, and more will be there to pay their respects. So they're saying that Biz will have an open casket, and he'll be dressed with a custom outfit by Dapper Dan.
Nice. Okay.
You know.
So this is not open to the public, clearly.
But it's there'll be a live stream on BET.
There you go.
Yeah. So it starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Beautiful. Yeah. They had a in Central Park over the weekend on Saturday. They had a big party. The Originators, Clark Kent, Rich Medina, Tony Toca. Who else was out there?
Stretch.
Oh, yeah. I was out there.
You went to Central. You said yeah. That just reminded
me. It took Shawnee. Yo, Shawnee had to get to the fourth one.
I was multitasking, and then
like,
I heard.
Wait a second, I was there.
Yeah, I was there. That was a vibe. That was a vibe.
How was it, man? I didn't. You know, Saturday nights is now. You know, what I'm saying, I'm with the daughter, and then I'm asleep.
Yeah, it was a little. I was there a little early. Jaja had one of his movie premieres right before it started. So I was
one. Always, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a detour. One of how many movies is your child in?
Yo, the boy be moving.
Yeah,
he be moving. So he was in a short that they were playing in Central Park.
That's so dope, Shani.
Yeah, it's pretty good too. It's like 15 minutes. Kind of choked up, yo.
I was gonna say, was you like, get choked up when you see him on the screen.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that was good. And there was some other dude playing his dad. He's like, Dad, Dad. He's
like lifting. He was like, hey, I don't like this.
Yeah,
bar.
He's lifting like this barbell and couldn't lift it. And then he like struggles and it falls like on his chest and he's calling for his dad. And I'm looking like, is he going to die? You didn't tell me this. So yeah, it was real. But
calling for some other man. I'm trying to act like I ain't here.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, and everybody was out there on the grass and was chilling. And then it turned into that party that you were talking about. So I was like, oh.
That's tight.
Oh wow, it's back to back. Indie originators.
Same Flames. Thing. Yeah.
I love that.
Vibes.
But anyway, yeah, so if you guys want to catch the live stream, it'll be on BET at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So rest in peace to the great Bismarck.
Yo, play that Vapors real quick.
Let's go. Vapors. That's your flashing lights before the time. It's 7:02, high of 83 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Okie dokie. Who's on the list? Congrats. You played it yourself. You guys got anything good? I got nothing. I'm sure there's stuff out there.
Oh, man. You saw Florida? Forgot. Florida broke a single-day COVID record.
Oh, they're on the list?
Wow, what a record break, right?
Okay. Who else? I mean, is DaBaby on for a sixth day?
Man.
Something did happen.
He got kicked off Lollapalooza.
That's what I mean, so he could potentially extend into week
why
two.
Why not put him on the list?
Michael Che got to get on there, too.
Italy won the 100-meter gold last night. That dude from Italy. I missed that. Did that happen? I missed that.
A lot happens during the Olympics.
Yo, man. Huh. Anyway, hit me with the button for not paying attention all the way. The Olympics is hard to follow. It's all coming up. Turn that biz up.
WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Oh, man. I love these Olympic stories.
You're really in now for week two here.
Well, I mean, I always kind of like the Olympic stories because, you know, these young kids, they work so hard, man. It's mostly the kids, though. Well, nah, really, it's everybody because I know how much work it goes into it. But really, the youths, when you see like the 18, 19, 20-year-olds have just kind of really been doing this their whole life, and then they get a gold medal. Yeah. First of all, you know, you see the families and what it means to them. Second of all, they get a little bag, I think. They get like, I think if you get like a gold medal, don't you get like 30 grand or something?
No, I have no idea.
I think you get a little bag. And that's exciting.
The bags come in other ways. I think I there's so much money that comes their way if you win gold medals.
Really? What are the other ways?
Sponsorships. For a lot of people. I mean, like, even if it may not be sponsorships we're all aware of, that not everyone is Nike.
Right.
If you're on a team that wins gold, in that field that you're in, you have opportunities.
One of the young favorites, her name was Jade Carey. What's the thing where they run real fast and then they flip in the air? What's that called?
They run real fast.
And then they flip in the air. They do the little flip.
Floor exercise?
No,
the vault,
no, no.
The vault.
The vault. The vault. There you go, the vault. Oh, so anyway, yeah. She was a favorite for the vault yesterday and went and flipped and messed up her footwork going into a back flip. So it ruined her whole score. So she wasn't going to get a medal, but she was one of the favorites.
Okay.
Now the U.S., that was the one where the U.S. still ended up winning silver because the stand-in, the young woman who wasn't going to make the Olympics, but because Simone stepped aside, her name's Michaela, what did I say her name was?
Child Mold.
Nah, that's another young lady. Michaela Sutter, I think is her last name. No.
This is good stuff.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But anyway.
Oh, God, bro.
Listen, it's the emotion that matters, not the names. But anyway, she wasn't supposed to make it, and then she ended up winning silver. Well, anyway, the woman who messed up on the vault, she just won a gold.
Boom.
So that's a proper, and she's young. Her name is Jade Carey.
Floor. She won floor exercise.
Yeah, in the floor final, she got that gold. Bling blow.
Bling blow.
You know what I mean? So that's just a straight up congrats, not a congratulations, you played yourself. But right. the way she messed up her footwork on the vault, that's a congratulations. You played yourself from last night. So just hit her with the button.
Congratulations.
But also a congrats.
You played yourself.
You know what I'm saying? It's tough. It's tough. It happened.
You're playing yourself. You're
this
playing
is Michaela
yourself.
Maroon.
You're playing yourself.
No.
Not her?
No. It's not her name.
Okay.
No.
No.
Hit me with the button for not remembering the woman's name.
Mm-mm.
Well, I was Michaela
Skinner.
Michaela Skinner. But hit me with the button anyway. Just because.
Top 97 Summer Jam. 30th anniversary, June 2nd. UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red. French Montana. DeVito. Roller Brook. Cash Cobain. Bass Swag. Doja Cat. Honey Baby. Fabio Fari. 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticket. Master.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't gonna get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, we don't have a button ready?
You played yourself.
Yo, hit yourselves with the button for not having a button ready on a Monday. The button's supposed to be warmed up and ready to
go. Congratulations. You played yourself.
The button doesn't seem warm today. It seems cold.
That's right. Let's get it popping.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what's on your list?
I would say the state of Florida. Because they just passed their most single day COVID-19 infections record. On Friday, the CDC reported there were more than 21,000 new infections in Florida. The previous high for the pandemic was 19,334 confirmed cases as of January 7, 2021. So they're just winning a gold medal in getting COVID.
There you go.
This is whole wild. List.
Congratulations.
Did you say they're getting the gold medal and winning COVID? That was pretty amazing. I think that needs more credit than it got.
The governor issued an executive order to stop schools from implementing mask mandates.
Man, y'all just like...
nothing to worry about.
I know some people down in Florida that went to a christening. Everyone got COVID. Even the vaccinated people feel like ish. Everybody got COVID. Delta joint. The Delta John.
They all know that it's the Delta one?
Yep. And my friend that told me about it, she was like, yo, I've been vaccinated. Everybody in my family's vaccinated.
And did she test positive or she just felt like crap?
Tested positive and feels like crap.
It's scary, man. This Delta is no joke.
Yeah, and these breakthroughs are more common than
but
we would like.
Let's say it again. The vaccine is meant to keep you from dying and going to the hospital.
And she's not going to die or go to the hospital.
That's not going to happen, nor is anyone else who's vaccinated, because there's her grandmother and other people.
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, they don't feel great, but they don't feel like they got to go to the hospital. And remember, prior to COVID, we were all catching viruses. People would get sick all the time.
Yeah.
COVID, the fear was the amount of death, the amount of hospitalizations, the ICU was packed. COVID is not going away. We will just, our bodies will hopefully be able to deal with it better, and there will be much less death. This vaccine is not a cure. It keeps you from dying and going to the hospital.
You put up a good post on the Ebro Times over the weekend about that. Because I was having this exact thought, because I'm seeing all these people throw tantrums about, like, you lied to us. You told us that it was going to be this way, and now it's that way. Like, the whole country sometimes sounding like a bunch of five-year-olds who were promised ice cream, and the parents took the five-year-old to get ice cream, but it turned out there was a fire and the ice cream parlor was closed. And the five-year-old's going, but you promised me ice cream. That's what it feels like with people being like, we have to put our masks back on. And as you pointed out on the Ebro Times.
That's science, at Old Man Ebro, by the way.
At Old Man Ebro. It's
science is not the truth. Science is finding the truth. When science changes its opinion, It didn't lie to you. It learned more.
Because the response by everyone is you lied. Like, the experts lied to them. You said we could take our masks off, and now we have to put it back on. And it's like, well, yeah, it sucks. No one's really psyched about it, but what are we supposed to do?
Well, that's the other part. I get caught up in watching people act as if everyone wants what we're going through right now.
And those that believe it's real and think people need to act accordingly are actually fans of coronavirus.
Yeah, we're hyped. Like, yo, we want to wear masks. Yo, we want the vax. Yo, you want that vax, baby?
I love getting a shot. I love just getting...
Love needles.
I love lining up at, like, you know, the Javits Center to get a shot.
And then from the military.
Sick. Yeah. And then, like, feel sick for a while. I love that. Man, that's just great. Fun, man.
Yo, it's great, man. Rosenberg, what's on your list today?
Well, besides those people that I just addressed.
Oh, hit the button on them. Go ahead.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Should we give it to... Should the baby continue into week two?
Oh, the baby. Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because he was scheduled for Lollapalooza. And then over the weekend, Lollapalooza came out with the following statement. Lollapalooza was founded on diversity, inclusivity, respect, and love. With that in mind, the baby will no longer be performing at Grant Park tonight. Young Thug's performance will now take place at 9 p.m. on the Bud Light Seltzer stage, and G Herbo will perform at 4 p.m. on the T-Mobile stage.
Damn it.
So into the second week of, if you had just been able to complete the full apology without the extra sentence at the end.
Oh, he completed it. It was just the additives. He added too much.
Yeah, so
it was called his ego. Mm. Gotta humble yourself, man.
Hopefully this will be the final humbling that maybe one can go, hey, you know what? It's time to figure this thing out and move on.
Congratulations.
But if it ain't,
you played yourself.
The baby. If you ain't finally took several seats and learned to chill and learned that, yo, it's just like, and who are you battling with? What is the argument?
I think at this point it's just an ego thing.
But that's the ridiculous part.
Yeah, he doesn't care. I don't.
Is that when people are like, yeah, fam, you went too far with that. That was bad. You got to be able to be like, oh, my bad. I didn't really understand it. I'm ignorant in this section. My bad. Yo, my bad.
Instead of being like, hey, I'm sorry to gay people. Sorry for wanting the same freedom that you want. It's like, wait, no. Just say sorry.
Hit the button one more time.
Congratulations. So you played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, as speaking of Lollapalooza, they say Megan Thee Stallion's crowd was about 180,000 people.
Honestly, I was watching that video and it made me itchy. I was just like, oh my God, so many people.
Too many people. It's too many people.
It's a lot.
There's
never a time where I want to be standing around with that many people.
Yeah, like no matter what the circumstance is.
No matter what was going on, I would not want to be in a crowd of 180,000 people. But you could be in a crowd of 50,000, which sounds a lot better. Summer Jam 2021, August 22nd. It's going down. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Y'all wonder who's going to bring out the kid, Capella Gray. One of the hottest records of the summer. It's called Gallus. Your man got himself a record deal. BX.
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the morning with Laurel Styles and my boy, Rosenberg.
Wake up.
Hot 97.
Yo. This off the air combo needs to go on the air. It has to. There's a famous song written by BBD. It's called Poison.
That's right.
And one of the reoccurring themes in said song, Poison, is never trust a big butt and a smile.
You can't trust a big butt and a smile.
Right? Can't trust a big butt and a smile. Combo. That girl is.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane. will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Now, take that convo and compare it to the vaccine. The reason I compare it to the vaccine is because there are people out here who are anti-vax, but they trust the big button to smile. They trust the big button to smile so much that within minutes, hours of meeting said big butt and smile without protection of your orifice or your penile gland. You will engage with said big butt and a smile with no questions asked. You don't know where that big button smile has been.
Sorry.
You don't know what the owner of said big butt and smile has done with the big butt and the smile.
That's right.
But
that's
you
right.
will insert your My one love. Of your vital organs into said big butt and smile.
You sure will.
With no questions asked and no protection.
Just hope for the best.
And hope.
Hey.
And hope for the best. But I will not be taking that vaccine. I just want y'all to think about that for a second.
Remember, so it's about the messenger.
It is.
who's bringing this
poison to me? But you don't even know the message. I mean, one messenger, you know, honestly, look, when you talk about the government with the message of the vaccines, you got to know something. And I've been saying this since day one. They do not want you to die. They do not want to do the work, the jobs that black folks do or brown folks. They do not. To keep the economy going, they need to make sure that black and brown people don't die. That's why they care so much about black and brown folks getting this vaccine.
Well, and also, the rule sort of is of this whole pandemic is we need to get to a certain number for everybody to be able to do this. Because it's not just black and brown people right now that are being targeted, bro. It's also a lot of Christian communities, too.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people on the right.
So, and I got to say, even going back in the day, you know, they cared about black folks. They were marketing wearing a condom. They were marketing, you know, safe sex. They were doing all of that. They were going hard.
So they care about black folks now.
Well,
they don't want us
for
to
financial
die.
Gains.
Right, right, right.
And the fact that you could potentially spread this virus or another sexually transmitted disease over into
to them.
That's when they care about it. But all of that to say is, going back, you will put your face and bodily fluids all up against somebody you barely even know on a regular basis without question. But when it comes to taking this vaccine, everybody became Stephen Hawking.
That's right.
With the questions and the theories and the hypotenuses, yeah, and the Pythagorean theorems.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun to have sex with strangers. It's not fun to get a shot.
That's right.
Right.
But guess what? You have sex with a stranger, you're gonna end up getting that shot.
You're getting some kind of shot.
It's a different type of shot. Please believe it. Believe it, please. DJ John's in the room and he's got prizes. Let's go. It's
the DJ John.
Yo.
It's the DJ John.
Hop in.
DJ John.
New York City, what up?
DJ John.
All right, John. What kind of hat you wearing there, buddy? What is that?
It's the Mexican Eagle emblem.
Oh. Didn't the USA just beat Mexico in soccer or something? Didn't
it was just one goal, man. We not that's yesterday's news, man. Let's focus on the future, man.
Now, what was that game? What was that?
It was
for?
The Gold Cup.
Focus and on the future.
Taking place in Las Vegas.
Gold Cup's still going on. This event is endless.
Yeah. It's over now.
USA won?
Yeah.
Now, we won the Gold Cup. Wow. Yay.
Yay. Yeah. Well, now, but now. U.S. men's soccer doesn't really win stuff.
Never.
So should we celebrate? We should be celebrating this.
I'm cool.
I'd rather celebrate when they qualify for like the World Cup.
Come on, man. You gotta take the little wins too, man. US men's soccer don't win nothing, and we beat Juanito's team.
It's cool. It's a
true.
Little win.
I mean, the one good team that the U.S. occasionally beats is Mexico because we play so often.
Right.
We're bound to beat them every blue moon. I mean, they play a gazillion times.
Man, you guys really just don't want to big up U.S. men's soccer, huh?
I love U.S. men's soccer. Yo, they missed the World Cup last time, bro. They could not qualify for the World Cup.
Well, now they got a younger team. I think they got some new people out there.
I love women's U.S. team.
Oh, so you like the, hold, real quick, John, to update what you're saying. You don't like, it's not about the country. You like the team that wins. You don't like the team that loses.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying. Just like I like what I like. You like what you like.
Just happen to like the one
you
that wins.
You like the
all
women's
the time.
Team because they win everywhere all I mean, the
right.
time.
They get busy.
Yo, by the way, speaking of the women's team winning, did y'all see the Subway commercial that aired over the weekend?
No.
The
no.
budget that they must have had on this team? On this, yo, they had a Subway commercial.
This is a sandwich shop.
That's right. Not for the MTA. if they had this for the MTA, we'd be protesting about the amount of money they spent. Subway had Serena Williams, Megan Rapinoe.
Yikes.
Wow.
Tom Brady.
Whoa.
Steph Curry.
Yikes.
Oh.
Voice over by Charles Barkley. All in the same commercial for a Subway sandwich.
Yo, what's in them sandwiches?
Yo, I was like, what are y'all trying to give us? Yo, they should have.
They're trying to clean up after that tuna scandal.
They should have promoted the
vaccine. Yeah, because they said it wasn't really tuna in the tuna.
Yeah.
So now they had to bust out. You know, how much is the budget, you think, for those people?
Yo, they put the tuna at Subway into like a lab, and scientists was like, we see no traces of actual tuna here.
Besides
Subway
that, though.
A lot of sandwiches, bro. A lot.
Man, yo, and wasn't there an article years ago where the government of like Ireland or something was like, yo, we can't call Subway bread?
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't qualify
sugar,
to me.
I think. Too much sugar.
So that's why they sell so many sandwiches.
And by
they're selling cake. They're selling cake with tuna.
Yo, that bread is the worst cake I've ever had, though. I don't know why that would. Like, I like a Subway sandwich. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating. I even like the fake tuna.
It's rocking.
It's what? I don't care. By the way,
I've never had tuna from them before.
I've never had the tuna. I'm very weird about tuna.
They got some good sandwiches.
The tuna's popping, man.
Don't play around.
You don't even worry about whether it's real tuna or not. Frankly, it doesn't really matter.
Rosemary's like, who cares?
Who cares?
What do you think it was? Healthy? You thought it was really healthy? I mean, whatever. It's mayo.
Yo, DJ John, what do you got for the people calling right now to be smarter than you?
Summer Jam 2021 tickets, baby.
Baby.
22nd going down MetLife Stadium. Polo G, the baby just added. Also, we have Coyle Ray, Drewski and Friends, The Winning Circle, that's Sleepy Hollow's Chef Gene. Real Late. Shout out to Rosa Remy. Yo, your album
Real
is
Late
popping.
Live.
It's thanks,
one of my
John.
Top five albums of this year so far.
Wow, thank you, John.
Yeah, I like it.
It's pop.
I appreciate that.
Go Young get that Blue, Real Late Rosenberg if you haven't already.
Yep. You know, Moray, Mooski. Also, that main stage, Migos, Meek Mill, Swiss Beats presents a New York tribute to DMX. Shout out to Doug. Shout out to Y.O. You know what I'm saying? Moneybag, yo. Heavy Hitters presents CJ, Farruko, and El Alfa. Yo, that Farruko record is fire.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. I like it.
Okay.
Yo, I've been for years trying to get everybody to call it the stadium stage so that people would get that one is in there in different locations. No matter how much I try. People still want to call one main and one festival.
Now you got
that's,
it.
That's a great point. It's stadium and festival.
Right.
That made sense.
But I can't. For some reason, people just don't get it.
Why not?
I don't know. Same reason people don't get that vaccines are good for you. I mean, there's things that just people don't get. Like, your grandparents doesn't click.
Slight difference.
But it does. Either way, the point is it's just there's things that don't click. That's what it is. Who we got online, Shawnee Culture?
We got Janet.
Yannick, what's up, Yannick?
Hi, good morning.
How
so
are you?
My heart's racing. I'm good.
All right, well, don't you know what I'm saying? Calm down. You sound like you're behind the wheel. We don't want you to.
Okay.
Be safe. Here we go.
I'm good.
Here we go. Laura's gonna ask you a question, Janet, and if you answer quickly and correctly, you'll be at Summer Jam because John is usually a loser here.
Here we go. Can you tell us what hip-hop icon that we just lost sang Just a Friend?
Where are you from, Janet?
I'm from...
Janet, don't listen to Juanito.
Long Beach Island.
No, Janet. You only listen to Laura, not Juanito.
Why aren't you focused, Janet?
He's wasting your time.
I'm trying to think. Oh, my God.
It's oh, right. baby, answer, you.
But I can't think of it.
You got what I need, just a friend.
I know. I know the song.
Oh, my God.
You,
oh,
you got my needs. I know.
You don't know who sang that song?
Yo, man.
I do know it, but I can't think of the name right now. I think.
Oh, Janet, you deserve to lose.
Congratulations.
And we love you.
You played yourself.
Wow.
He's having a funeral today at 2 o'clock. It'll be live streamed on BET.
I just can't think of the name.
Listen close here. Listen to this. Listen to this.
My feet's gonna kill me because he wanted to go to Summer Jam.
Yeah, no, you blew it, Janet.
He blew it.
I never even seen anything like this before.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Oh, wow. We're
she can't hear
game.
That. She can't hear that. Yo, Janet, hang on, man.
Hang on, Janet.
Hang on, Janet.
I love you guys.
We love you too,
Janet. We love you
but
too.
But guess what? Hit the button.
Yeah. It's rare we have to draw a line in the sand, but this is one.
We do.
Janet.
Laura's not even having it at all. She's sick.
Nope. So what do you guys want to do? Next
caller number 9. You're going to Summer Jam.
That's it. Caller number 9, 800-223-9797. These tickets for Summer Jam will be for you.
Yo, John, you're a bad guy.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yo, John's hope you're prepared. Happy. I don't even know why you're so excited. Why are you so happy?
It's funny. You got anything she would get distracted.
Yeah, man, that woman was trying to win for her nephew or something. What'd she say who she was trying to win for?
I don't know. I just can't believe it. I can't believe it.
She probably, somebody at her house and her family was like, yo, I want to go to Summer Jam. They probably can't afford the Summer Jam ticket.
Damn, man.
She got through on the line, was excited. Think about it. And you're laughing in her face, Juanito. Can't afford the tickets.
Well, let's give her the tickets.
She thought she was really going to be able to do it.
Where's she at?
She lost. Gone.
Wait, you hang up on her?
But you laughed in her face. Don't try to clean it up now. You laughed in her face.
Wait. You hung up on her?
Why does it matter, John?
Goodbye,
you laughed in her
John.
Face.
You laughed in her face. It's you. This is on you, man.
It's not on me. I wasn't one with the question. How about that?
Well, the question, that's her fault. But yep. You didn't have to laugh in her face, though.
You gave an answer.
Damn, John, you're a bad guy. Turn his mic off.
Oh, man.
Damn. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Well, Drake's new album, Certified Lover Boy, is complete. But he had a few, I'm going to call them subliminal shots at a few people that he talked about. And I have a piece of audio I want to play for you. I was like, this is very interesting, Drake.
Yo, is this still a new album at this point?
Listen, coming up, Flashing Lights, we'll discuss it.
Yo, him and Kanye trying to have the longest rollouts in history. That's what this is about. How long can we take to put out the album? Drake's winning
crushing.
Right now.
Oh, he's crushing him.
He started his rollout in January, right?
Never
or last
seen it,
year, I
never
think.
Seen this before.
Y'all keep it locked. Hey. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Top 97 Summer Jam. 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Kyle Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy. We'll be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Now, question. I have a question.
I have a question.
Serious, not quite serious as cancer, but serious, close. There's a book coming out about Aaliyah.
Yes.
And Kathy, how do you say her last name?
Iandoli.
We know Kathy, correct?
Yes. She's a great writer.
Shout out to Kathy.
She's been on her show before. She's amazing.
Read an article about this book yesterday. In this book, shout to Kathy. She delves into, because she says as an Aaliyah fan her entire life, she has always wondered, why did Aaliyah get on that plane? Aaliyah, a known individual who was afraid of flying, did not like flying. Why would she get on a plane that the pilot was saying you shouldn't get on? Mm. I had never heard until reading this article and about this book from Kathy
Iandoli's
book, that there were reports that when they put Aaliyah on the plane, Aaliyah was asleep. Had you guys heard that before?
No.
No, so I was just trying. My dad sent me this, and I was so confused by this. I'd never heard this conversation, really.
Let me tell you guys something. The book is called Baby Girl, better known as Aaliyah, which you can pre-order right now on Amazon and stuff. The amount of research that Kathy did for this book, the interviews, the amount, like, she's, as she's been diving deep, and Kathy's actually a friend of mine, so she's been telling me things that I'm like, I couldn't believe. And we'll have her on the show so she can talk about it more, but Aaliyah's brother is very, you know, aware of the book, and the family knows, but it's just a lot of details that are going to surprise people. Really? Yeah. A lot of details that I was like, wow.
Well, in this article, I mean, Kathy interviewed, let's see.
It was a witness who was there, like, on the island.
There was the final piece of the puzzle in the process of searching and writing her upcoming book, Baby Girl, better known as Aaliyah, out August 17th. It's giving much needed closure. It came from a man in the Abaco Islands named Kingsley Russell, whose family ran a taxi and hospitality business in the area. Shortly after the death of Kobe Bryant in February 2020, Russell made a since deleted YouTube video describing how the helicopter crash was triggering because it reminded him of the day he watched Aaliyah being taken aboard the fatal flight while she was asleep. Knocked out by a pill that a member of her team had given her. Says Russell's account was a bombshell. Ayanda Lee, who for years had struggled to accept the fact that Aaliyah willingly risked her safety and her team's just to make it back to Miami that Saturday night when there was a chartered flight scheduled for the next day. So Aaliyah already had a flight back. And the reason I bring this up now is because while this is in this new book and a lot of people have not heard this story, I'm seeing people, Lauren, maybe you have seen this, saying, why is this coming up now? Why are people still talking about let this woman rest, et cetera, et cetera? But I think, like, I'm torn. Like, I feel for those people who feel like that.
Right.
But I also feel for maybe the family or anyone else who's a fan who's like, yo, I had no idea any of this happened.
Right. So if there was any foul play or things that, you know, we just didn't know, I mean, I think that the bottom line is Kathy's point is to try to get the real story out.
And answer why, because no one understands why she would have gotten on the plane in the first place if it seemed like that.
Now, this guy Russell says he drove Aaliyah to the airport for that flight. And the only person that he would speak to about this incident was Ayanda Lee, because he says Aaliyah told him, if you want to do anything, be an author, when they were talking in the car. And he was 13 at the time, and he was Aaliyah's baggage carrier and got a nice tip, he said.
Man. But there's a lot in this book. A lot.
Wow. Let's get to flashing lights. Laura Styles, let's do it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So on Friday night, Drizzy confirmed the news in an episode of Sound 42's on SiriusXM show that just a message he wanted to deliver to fans and everyone waiting for Certified Lover Boy.
Album's cooked. Looking forward to delivering it to you. I hope everybody in the world is blessed. I hope everybody has their drinks. Everyone's locked in. Good vibes and good energy for this weekend. And for the rest of you heathens, I want to tell you, because I know you're listening, because you always pre. Don't trouble people's kids. Don't bother people's soul. You know what I'm saying? OVO, we aim for the head. We don't aim to please. You see it? Certified Lover Boy on the way. And that's for anyone in the way.
What is he talking about?
He was in
the It's like his album's on the way, and anybody who's in the way, we don't aim for to please you. We aim for the head.
Leave kids out of this.
Right. What kids?
What do you mean? Remember, Pusha was the yeah, you are hiding a child. Right. Remember?
Man, why?
You,
why? Not, but why so would old. You even bring that up now? That's almost like asking for it. Why would he bring that up? You also, where was that interview?
That wasn't an interview. That's his OVO Sound radio show on Sirius XM.
Oh, that he has on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
He was in the vibe right there. Like, sounded like he was blowing some smoke.
Yo, that little dub he was playing.
Shawty
in the back
was happy.
Night.
Yeah, I was like, that's a Sizzler, Crazy Jah.
Right.
Crazy Jah. I'm like, okay, I see where you at.
Now, the rumor is that it's dropping August 6th, the same day as Kanye, but we don't know. We don't even know if Kanye's dropping. We don't know anything. We don't know.
What date? Drizzy August. Gave a date?
First, it was August 6th. Now, supposedly, he's having an album stream August 5th. I don't know, Ebro. I don't know. It keeps
changing.
Kanye.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but then there's also a rumor, and this is just a rumor, guys, that Drake might drop the same day.
So that's not confirmed?
No.
Okay.
I said it's a rumor.
I would say that Drake is more reliable once he gives you a date than Kanye. That's for sure.
Once he gives you a
date. Once he says the album's coming out. Now, yes, he's flubbed on this album, but historically speaking,
and he hasn't given us any dates on this.
He's given us seasons. Did he say like a January or the end of January at first?
Yeah, but Kanye will give you a specific date and
that's right.
It.
That's right.
Or change it when you get to date. You know Drizzy's in serious mode when you hear him hit that random patois accent.
Oh man, run that again. Let's hear it one more time. OVO Sound Radio, Sirius XM. Play it again, Sean.
Album's cooked.
Chewing.
Looking forward to delivering it to you. I hope everybody in the world is blessed. I hope everybody has their drinks. Everyone's locked in. Good vibes and good energy for this weekend. And for the rest of you heathens, I want to tell you, because I know you're listening, because you always don't trouble people's kids. Don't bother people's soul. You know what I'm saying? OVO, we aim for the head. We don't aim to please. You see it?
You see it.
Certified lover boy on the way. And that's for anyone in the way.
Yo, he sounds more authentic than you, Rosenberg.
I'm excited.
He sounds more authentic than you. I think you're jealous.
He sounds more authentic.
That's right. He sounds more authentic.
I would never try to be authentic of something I'm not. You hear that? You hear that bomb I just dropped on you?
Right.
I would never try to be authentic. No, listen. I just find it funny. I don't have it. It's so random when it comes out. It's like to emphasize a point.
Well, he hit you with three different ones there. He hit you with the Toronto English, the UK slang with the Jamaican accent. You know, Andre, don't ask him.
He definitely mixed it up.
Listen, man, he's from a culturally mixed background, man.
He's
worldwide. I'm saying, let him live, man.
And he did it smoothly. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Let's go, Drizzy. We're waiting. Certified lover boy.
Yo, play that Sizzler, though.
That's your flashing light support. Time is 8:09 today.
Play that Sizzler.
Cash, you got
that? Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Sizzler, Praise Ye Jah. It's the name of his 1997 album.
Yeah, big tune.
I don't have that tune.
You don't have that?
Turn up the tune, Cast Uno.
Y'all think about this song every day. Every day. It's my song.
That's your wake up song. That's your wake up.
This is my song. And mountains over Jerusalem. Yes, Cass.
There we go.
That was off Ebro's phone. You got this?
Yeah, I got it, but I had praise. I forgot it's Praise Ye Jah.
Ye.
What did you think we were saying?
I heard I was saying D, and I was like, really?
No, Praise Ye.
Yeah.
Ye.
Praise Ye Jah.
Vibes, let these vibes ring off.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rock. Kim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
So, I don't know if you guys saw Sean King trending over the weekend.
Not again.
Yeah, people were coming for Sean King because he lives in a $800,000 home out in New Jersey with his, I think he's got four children.
At least.
And his wife, who's a lawyer. So, they have a two-income home. Mm-hmm. And people are upset with Sean King because he, on behalf of people who have been abused or mistreated by police, killed by police, he's done fundraising that some people haven't been happy with. He runs a blog, a podcast. He's helped district attorneys get elected. He goes out and speaks. He campaigns for people. He leverages his social media profile and his journalistic talents to help people. And I'm sure he's done some things that people don't like, and I'm sure things haven't gone well.
Well, there have also been, to be more clear, though, he's been accused of some things that are, as someone who likes him personally, I will read some of the things he gets accused of and go, this doesn't sound good at all. And it's happened multiple times.
Yes.
But he's also came back with receipts, too, right?
Sometimes they have receipts.
No, I'm sure there's problems.
Right.
I'm sure there's things that have gone left. Right? And maybe I'm sensitive to it because, you know, I know other activists who have written books and done work in the community and worked their ass off for years and put their lives on the line for things they believe in. They go out and they speak and they make a couple of dollars and they buy something nice for their family. And the world comes down on them.
Yeah, seen that too.
They get torn apart by people who've never done anything for anyone.
Right.
And so I was just, and the reason I thought about that Sean King story is because I just looked at an Obama story where people are mad that Barack Obama, a two-term president, owns a $12 million home in Martha's Vineyard.
They're mad? Who's mad?
Just the internet. I don't even know these people. It doesn't even matter.
I hate that.
But it's trending right now because Martha's Vineyard's trending because a lot of people go to Martha's Vineyard this time of the year. And a lot of black folks go, you know, wealthy black folks go up to Martha's Vineyard. And people in general. But I say all that to say there's so many people, and it's not everyone, but there's a significant population of our society that just because they're not doing well financially, they don't want nobody to do well financially. And then when people start doing well financially, even though those people who are doing well financially are still supporting, still riding for, still making sure proper conversations are happening, getting people out to vote, doing things, uplifting communities, et cetera, you don't like them because they're doing well? Or are you mad that they did well, I guess, on the back of a community issue?
I think it's a combination of all. And in the case of Sean King, it's obviously a little different because now he's had controversy where people question his legitimacy, whether it's fair or not. But in the case of an Obama, yeah, it's like people, if you are supposed to care about people, that means you also cannot be personally wealthy or successful. So, question to these people, if you're someone who earns $50 million a year and you give $5 million a year to charity every year,
it's not enough.
That makes you worse off than a person who makes $50,000 but gives $0 to charity every year? Because the person who made $50 million and gave $5 million is still donating $5 million a year to charity.
It's not enough, Rosenberg. So I guess I'm frustrated by it just because I think that, and also I think that we allow, and by we I mean us that are advocating for different things going on in our communities inside society and trying to uplift the impoverished or marginalized folks, we often allow this narrative that, like, success, we do it in hip hop all the time. I remember watching hip hop turn on Common when he got his album produced by Kanye West. And people were pissed because Common was going mainstream. Or when hip hop turned its back on the Fugees because they started having hit songs and they wasn't underground anymore. There's this thing in society where it's like we don't want to celebrate people who get monetary success and monetary gain.
And then on top of that, Ebro, the list of nicknames that comes out for Sean King every couple of weeks.
That's funny. And now listen, that's funny. Now, Talcum X is funny.
Now listen,
and Sean's my man's in them. I see the things where Sean is screwed up, and I've seen his errors of his ways, right? And I've seen, and I understand why people don't like him. But that ish is funny.
Well, and also it's hard too because Ebro, 90% of these jokes are not even about things he's done. It's simply about him being very light skinned. That's
yes.
it.
And that's and funny to me.
You as a biracial man, I believe you have the pass to laugh at all these jokes. Is that correct?
I laugh at all of them.
Listen to these ones I just stumbled on.
Oh, stop.
These are grand.
Come on.
Talcum X, of course, is first. But then Thurgood Marshall.
Amazing.
W.E.B. de Blanc.
Medgar Nevers.
Snow J. Simpson.
What about Chalka Khan? Instead of Chalka Khan, Chalka Khan. It's great. Yo, Sean, I know you laugh at these, Sean.
Bet He White? Come on.
Bet
wow.
He White.
Light wow. Tyson?
David Allen Clear?
Light Yo. Tyson is funny.
Yo, Thieving Ivory Wayans?
Stop!
Wow. Yo, I got to tell you, this Thieving one's pretty Ivory. Funny, too. This one's actually more about him. Martin Luther Keyboard? It's crazy. Yo,
how about Alex Paley? I love it.
People have a lot of time. It's not people
a, but the classic is, the classic... Talcum X is up there, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, amazing. Kareem.
Yo, man, I feel weird about Sean, though, because I really feel he's always tried to do good things, and then I don't know how to respond when I read some of the articles that are quite... It's a hard spot, man. I don't really know how to feel about
Yo,
it.
Yo, people be effing up, man. How about that? People be effing up.
But certain F-ups, Ebro, it depends. Certain F-ups, if they... For example, if some of the...
No, I'm not saying like he made a mistake, he F-up.
No. Like bad moral choices.
Yeah.
But like if those repeat, how many passes do you get if that is true? And we don't know if they're true.
But I also know several people who stand by him and say that those things aren't true, and those people are very reputable. So,
and I know we wouldn't know about things like Ahmaud Arbery. There are a lot of people and cases we wouldn't know about without Sean King.
Yeah. And that you can't take that away from him.
And district people, elected officials, district attorneys who are getting people out of jail that wouldn't have got elected without Sean King using his platform.
And let's just talk about how many people are waiting on the internet to hate people. Like Laura mentioned earlier today, the controversy over the weekend because Michael Che made some inappropriate jokes about Simone Biles on his Instagram page. And I have no problem with people being offended by that and coming for Michael Che. But Ebro, the amount of people that had already created their narrative of how bad a person he is, and see, I told you, he's awful. Like, people on the internet are just waiting for everyone out there that exists.
For sure.
So, I mean, the internet.
But that's also what you just expressed is also why you see some people like DaBaby unwilling to be humble and sit down and just apologize. Is because right. they feel like everyone's always coming for people anyway, so true. I'm going to just say what I want to say. And it's like, that knowing the time and place is
That's
like,
so
yo.
True. What's the difference? But this is different.
I mean, same but thing this is different. To Kevin Hart, remember?
Yes, that's true, too.
Where it's like, yo y'all, just wanna y'all just want to tear someone down. It's like, no, you effed up. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
What you Versus, said was
foul. You know what I mean? So it's a lot going on out here, but that's why you got to be careful. And you just got to make Sha'Carri Richardson jokes about her getting, she would have got smoked by the Jamaican.
That was so light. I can't believe anyone would be offended by you saying she would have
got
smoked.
Yo, they got mad
smoked.
At me because I said she would have got smoked and she needs to go down Pond Yard and smoke what they smoking in Jamaica. But it was about Jamaica being known for smoking weed, not the track players really or track runners really smoking weed. Never mind. If you got to explain it,
you should have known the second you said shaku, you were about to get dragged.
Facts. Let's get to the guru.
Top 97 Summer Jam 30th anniversary
Top.
Chef G's home, baby.
Sleepy Hollow.
Connie Diamond.
310 Baby.
Celebrity host.
Ice Spice and A Boogie.
Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss.
EPMD.
Eric B and Rakim.
Method Man and Redman.
Lord Tariq and Peter Guns.
Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set.
Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam.
30% off right now.
This offer ends at midnight on Sunday.
Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com, where the team gets together to shine the light on all your problems, to heal you, to love you, to save you. Shani Coulter, Burn Sage, and Rosenberg.
Energy.
Ah, leads us in breathing exercises. Let us know, Rosenberg, who out there is in need of our help.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. That's the email address. TheGuruLaura at gmail. Hey, gurus. I listen to you all every day.
Thanks.
And you make my morning coffee magic. Shout out to the gurus, Laura, Rosenberg, and Shawnee. And Ebro and DJ Cass One for their honorary cameos.
Bless
them. I'm a Dominican woman.
Okay.
And I'm 33 years old.
Dímelo.
I've been seeing a wonderful black man for about 3 months.
Black.
Thank you, Shawnee. He's 34, and it's been going well. We are getting to know one another and seem to be on the same page about many things that we want out of life and essential goals. Mm. I like him a lot, and I see it going somewhere serious.
Mm.
Mm. Not so bad, okay? Recently, I visited his apartment for the first time.
Mm-mm.
We spent the day in the city and went to dinner. And before we left, he mentioned cleaning his place all morning. When I walked into his apartment, I felt the stuffy air smack me in the face. But the real kicker was his bathroom and kitchen. I could tell he did surface cleaning, but Lord! He must have had that bath mat and towel since he moved in 2012. And the scum on the bathtub and dish
gross. All right, all right.
Was building its own
community. I can't take dirty bathrooms, bro.
Oh, man.
I have dust allergies and was immediately triggered, sniffling and sneezing the entire time.
Oh,
by the way, I just want to stop here and say you sound OD. That you walked in, you're like, achoo!
It could happen.
It happens.
Okay. Yes.
It happens. Yeah, take cast it from Cast One.
It would happen to Cast. I was ready to leave at one point. But he was so sweet and clearly clueless of how a deep clean or how bad the condition at his place was. I know this may sound silly, but my question is, how can I address this without hurting his feelings or coming off as a mom or a tyrant of some sort? I really like him, and I want this to work, but this is a tough one for me because at this age, we should know how to keep things clean, actually clean. Thank you for reading this, and hope to hear what you have to say about this soon. P.S. Shout out to Africa.
Yeah, shout out to Africa.
I mean, I think you can kind of say like, hey, I know you tried, but this could use a little bit more love, and just say it in a nice way, and maybe offer a cleaning lady. You know what I mean? Like, hey, right. You know, I know a cleaning lady that could hook you up. You right. know what I mean? That could really get in there and scrub and bleach this place up. You know, because some people are just not good at cleaning.
Right. I think, and she said, what, he's 34, but how old is she and how long they been together? I missed that first
I think
part.
33. It's new. It's new.
Yeah, because this was the first time she's been in his place.
Right. Facts. But instead of throwing it all out the window, maybe you can try, if you like
well,
him.
Well, she didn't say she's she didn't even say she's considering throwing it all out the window.
Okay.
She just said, how do I do it? How do I approach it?
Yeah, I think be like, yo, make it an adventure. Look, we about to clean your place, because, you know what I mean?
And you don't even have to do it. No, Shawnee, that's a lie.
She shouldn't?
No, she can offer a cleaning person that they can pay.
A gift.
Wait, that they can pay or that she gonna pay for?
No, that he can pay.
So she gonna say, yo, you need to get a cleaning person and you need to pay for it?
Who can professionally clean your apartment the right way. Just be like, look, I know you're busy.
He gonna be like, look, I can't afford that. I just took you out to dinner and bought you drinks.
Yeah.
That was my budget for the month.
So he's gonna be like, all right, so next dinner we'll skip because I like you and I want to keep seeing you. Or use that money.
Or as Shani suggested, we could do it together.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna go to the supermarket. Can you help me? Get some buckets, some Lysol. We gotta clean your place.
No, I can't take showers.
You want me to take a shower in your place?
That Fabuloso, get it right.
Get that. Know what bleach. It is though? This is the case of either giving somebody fish or teaching them how to fish. Because he's not going to keep. Is he going to keep getting a clean lady for the rest of his life?
Right. That's not happening.
Well, no, but the first time, to get to the get the real deep ish out of it,
she don't got
to
do it.
I think you want to do. I want to hire one professional one time.
Yes.
And then you get to say to him, "Listen, all I need you to do."
Y'all talking that rich talk.
All you need to do is let it not get crazy.
$100, man. $100 will hook you up.
Yeah, by the way, I just watched the whole world complain about how $100 for a shot isn't that much. $100 will get you your entire apartment deep clean.
Squeaky.
So,
man, that's worth it.
If you got, what does he got, a one bedroom? He got a one bedroom. Is that what you
didn't
said?
Say.
One bedroom?
Didn't say.
It does depend on the size, y'all. Don't listen.
Well, if he's got a huge apartment, then what are we even talking about? He's got plenty of money. He's got a four-bedroom, 5,000 square feet.
We don't know where these people
live.
If
you have an estate that you can afford to hire a cleaning lady.
We don't know nothing about where these people live.
If she's trying to figure out how to ask and how to introduce this to the conversation, I say you lead by example. You know what I'm saying? Be like, let's, you got to clean and always be honest. Like,
but by the way, we have not gotten to the main thing she asked. Which is simply, how does she bring it up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, what is the approach to how she says it?
So maybe since her allergies were acting up, and you'd be like, "Look, I know you're doing, you're doing your best, but this might need some professional help. My allergies keep acting up, and you know, you live in a place where it's just, we live in New York. Dust happens. You know what I mean? I know you can't control it.
Do we know that they live in New York?
No. But
with New Jersey, wherever you live, just say it, just use it. You know what I mean? Does happen. Nothing.
That's a good move. Use the allergies, yo. Last time my allergies was acting up, we gonna have to clean your spot out, yo.
And
deep cleaning.
But yo, Rosenberg, read the beginning of that email for me one more time, please. The words used.
This sounds like she needs professional help.
We have similar goals. I like him a lot.
Okay.
I see this going somewhere serious.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I visited his apartment for the first time. We spent the day in the city, went to dinner.
Okay, so they are from New York. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And before we left, he mentioned cleaning his place all morning.
Okay.
So they went there after dinner.
So he was bragging.
What I was going to say.
When she walked in and saw what now? What did she say?
She said the stuffiness hit her in the face.
Got it.
But the fact that he was showing off about it all morning, she could even say to him, "Hey, I know you said you worked really hard on cleaning up. I really appreciate that. I do. But I have allergies, and I could tell your place really wasn't deep clean by how it affected me right away.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of need you to go a step further, because I'm going to keep it real with you.
Because I want to continue to see you. I like you a lot.
Yeah. I love the effort you put in, but just so you know, and he, by the way, what kind of man is going to be really offended if she were to be like, "Hey, I know you're a dude. You don't have the skills. You don't understand cleanliness."
Not a single dude.
Not one dude.
Yo, you know what I mean? Yo, look, one of my biggest flaws is my closet. Sneakers, hoodies, whatever. When I had a smaller place, definitely a woman would come over and be like, "Yo, what's going on in your closet?"
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do.
Women do that all the time. They go in the kitchen and be like, "Yo, what's in your cabinets?"
I've never known one single man whose apartment was like beautiful and immaculate.
Yeah. And by the way, if it is, question mark.
No, right. No, absolutely, question mark.
Absolutely, yeah. Question mark. Who been over there? Why it's so clean in here?
Oh, right. Someone else did this.
Somebody else can clean this joint up. Yeah. Why are you so organized? What's happening?
Like even a cleaning person.
Like a dude, for dudes, if you happen to be spotless, you probably have a mess. If you have a mess, then like it's always one thing with dudes. It's hard to really get it all right. So he's not going to be offended. Like, I thought I was the world's best cleaner.
Right. You know, just bring it up nice. And when I say that's what they're supposed to do, I think I'm saying friends in general, people that you really want to rock with. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
we're
you,
all
Shani,
supposed
yeah.
to keep. Because yeah, that might have sounded wrong, but I just want to clear that up when I said that's what they're supposed to do. Got if it. You love somebody, we're supposed to keep each other on point.
Right.
In general.
They
right. I'm saying yeah, friends, Shani, relationships.
Start dating, man.
Whatever.
But she cares about him and she wants to continue.
She wants to lock
so.
You need to just go ahead and say, yo, fam, we need to tighten this apartment up
exactly.
a little bit more if I'm going to be over here
that's
all the time.
That's what Shani just said. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll say it faster.
Oh, my
less
gosh.
Words.
If you love somebody, keep them on point.
Thank
so
you, Shani.
You want to keep them around? Just say, yo, we're going to do this together.
See, that's too many words.
So
yo, we need to clean up this apartment if I'm going to stay over here all the
gurus.
Time.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Get right to it.
No weakness. No new weakness.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what up?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Jay-Z is planning to open up 4040 again and giving opportunities. For people in New York City. This is actually pretty tight, guys. I'll give you details on this coming up. Flashing lights.
Yeah.
Top 97 Summer Jam 30th anniversary June 2nd UBS Arena. Hold on. Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire, fire,
fire. Ooh. Ooh. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. I haven't done the weather all day. I figured I'd stop.
Why?
Because I feel like I jinx it. Like I read it and it's like, ooh, no, only 19% chance of rain, high 80, beautiful day. Doesn't say there's a cloud in the sky. And then by the midday, there's clouds in the sky and it rains. Especially over here in the tri-state where we're at. Wherever you are listening to Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, clearly the weather's different. But you see what I'm saying? For us in New York City, I think I messed it up for y'all. I need to just shut up. Not
and this
weather.
Week's supposed to be pretty dope.
So everybody just play it by ear? You saying just check your own
freestyle.
App?
I mean, it's August. You know what it's supposed to be like.
You know the general vibes of August.
It's August, fam. Have we had a summer? Do you feel like it's been summer?
Yeah, we've had some summer days.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So you're happy with this summer, the weather this summer?
Mm, yeah, it's been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. I was seeing some gripes and hearing some gripes from people like, yo, summer's been crazy. The weather's...
Wait, because people want it to be hotter?
They want it to be hotter, less rain, you know... That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm good on the hotter.
Yeah, it's been real warm. 90s. We've been touching the 90s.
We've had some heat. And hey. August ain't over. I think August got something for us.
Hey.
I just hope these COVID numbers don't explode in our area here in the tri-state. I hear Florida got hit crazy, right? Then their numbers get stupid, Laura.
Yes.
They broke some records.
Yes. It's bad.
There's definitely a lot of people I know that have the Delta. Well, I don't know them personally, but I know of people talking about having the Delta.
Yeah, it's out there, man. Numbers are going up.
But once again, let's hope the death toll stays low and the hospital numbers stay low.
Well, I've seen in some states the hospitals are already getting taxed again.
Was that Arkansas, Utah?
Well, the states that don't have good vaccination rates are seeing more people in the hospital.
Right. Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So this is something positive. According to Page Six, Jay-Z is planning to hire 100 staffers, cutting into the national worker shortage while ensuring that they make above minimum wage.
Mm.
So the 40-40 Club is said to be hosting an afternoon open call for bartenders, servers,
nice,
earning up to $20 an hour. So that's above the minimum wage, which is what, like 15 in New York City? But, you know, I think it's pretty dope. As of now, I'm seeing that everything is happening August 4th, but I'm pretty sure if you're interested, you could do the research. But I even saw people from other cities being like, wait a second, this is something I might want to look into.
For sure.
Good.
That's
people,
dope, man.
People need opportunities right now.
I've been to 40-40 in a minute.
I know.
Love that spot. Great spot.
Great spot. I'm a fan.
Also, the U.S. Gymnastics, the official Twitter account just announced, they're like, we're excited to confirm that you will see two U.S. athletes in the balance beam final tomorrow.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
Suni Lee and Simone Biles.
Ooh,
can't wait to watch you both.
Sunisa and Simone.
Simone back.
Man.
And this is right on Jade Carey winning the gold in the floor exercise today.
This is tight.
I'm into the Olympics, man. I ain't gonna lie. I really like the Olympics. Winter Olympics, too.
I never watch as much as I want to. I won't start enjoying the Summer Olympics, truly, until, like, Wednesday. And then it's over. And I'm like, damn it, that was great. I'm always late for some reason.
I was watching volleyball last night. Cuba versus USA. The Cubans had these two black women playing for them. Yo, they're like 6'5". Jumping out the building. Now, they was young. They didn't beat the U.S. because the U.S. is, you know, they nice with that beach volleyball.
Oh, wait, you're talking about beach volleyball?
Yeah, beach volleyball.
Okay.
So, listen, 2-on-2.
I know you're not supposed to say this anymore, but I enjoy some women's beach volleyball.
As you should, sir.
No, I'm not supposed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I'm just going to say I enjoy. Some teams are really doing a great job out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, those black women repping for Cuba.
The American team's doing a great job, too.
Listen.
That's your flashing lights report. Before I get out of here, I got a pair of tickets for Summer Jam. Call the number 9 right now, 800-223-9797. Summer Jam tickets are for you. That's your flashing lights report.
Yo, join us at Summer Jam. It's going to be a big party August 22nd, MetLife Stadium.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's outside vibes. A lot of outside vibes going on in the city, too, man. It's great to see people in the parks. You know, people are just enjoying life again. You know, vaccinated, people wearing masks, but still outside. You know, playing it safe. So wherever you are and however you are, just play it safe. Get vaccinated. Do the right thing. But also mask up. Mask up. You know what I'm saying? Don't be one of those people running around acting like you don't need to wear a mask. Mask up, man. Ebro Laura Rosemary.
In the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go.
Hot 97.
And A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Fire! Fire!